Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. This is about Kneecap, this rap group from Belfast. I mean, I only heard of them for the first time a few weeks ago, and no, I've never listened to any of their music. So they sing in Irish as well as English, so I'm told. They're young men of Republican sympathies. If you're not Irish, you may not realise what that is. That is someone in Ireland who wants the whole of Ireland to be completely politically separate from Great Britain and form a republic. And Republicans are usually willing to part of the European Union as well. So you can forget about independence. And in fact, even the dissident Republicans, even those who want a bloody conflict now, even they don't want Irish independence. They want to be part of some sort of Celtic federation. But coming back to Kneecap, I don't dispute their right to subscribe to this viewpoint and indeed to vocalize it. Fine. They say what they say, believe. I say what I believe. And I think it's very good in the United Kingdom. People have the right to call for the dissolution of the United Kingdom. Go ahead. In many countries, you'd be criminalized. It proves just how free the United Kingdom is to this day in places like India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Turkey, Russia. I can't think where else. It's a crime to advocate independence or ceding any of the sovereign territory of the state. In Kazakhstan and Belarus, in many countries, in China, it's like that. In China, is life imprisonment for advocating peacefully, democratically seceding. But coming back to Kneecap, but they're not wrong on everything. They've denounced the mass murder of civilians in Palestine, and people have demanded the revocation of their visas so they can't perform in the United States. They even had the gall to apply for some sort of music development grant from His Majesty's government. Kevin Badenoch was the minister in charge at the time of whatever the relevant department was, and she said no because they want to end the United Kingdom itself. But they won some court case and they got their money. Now, there should be no funds going to any musical group. If you can't sell enough albums or you can't sell enough tickets, tough, you're going to sink or swim. I don't believe in having arts grants, full stop. But I do realise that Kemi Badenoch saying no on the basis that she found their political views unpalatable, that does smack of political interference. It says nothing about the quality of their music. I've no idea what it's like. It could be marvellous. I'm capable of distinguishing between art and artist. A thoroughly loathsome person could produce magnificent art and vice versa. Or just because somebody is delightful, it doesn't mean that he or she is any good at playing a musical instruments, drawing, composing poetry, writing novels, sculpture, anything like that. But coming back to these guys, so then on stage, they said the only good Tory is a dead Tory. So now, a few years ago, Sir David Ames was murdered by someone. Jo Cox, a Labour MP, she was murdered in 2016. And of course, these guys came from Northern Ireland, where a lot of politicians were murdered, I mean, both nationalists and unionists. So I think they're slightly too young to remember the Troubles. So, and also come on to their name, which is very distasteful as well. Kneecap, they're not just randomly choosing this part of the body because the IRA was a terrorist organization that was defeated by the Force of Freedom some years ago, I'm very pleased to say. One of its favored ways to mutilate people was to shoot, I think it's just behind, just under the kneecap, blow out the kneecap, and the person would never walk again. And apparently in those days, there was nothing they could do to really reconstruct the leg. The person would be stuck in a wheelchair permanently. They could do this to a teenager. And so there they are, glorifying that, thinking that's some sort of joke. Someone who's allegedly a petty thief, something like that, is obviously just nauseating. But some people buy into that. Now their view of the Troubles, whether they thought the Provisional IRA or the ILA, whether they thought they were righteous or not, is actually not terribly important now. People can have their own interpretation of a history, just so long as they don't incite people committing these crimes in future. Retrospective, it doesn't really matter. What is happening now or will happen later on, that really does matter. Now, I'm a free speech fundamentalist, almost, but one of the few things I draw the line on is incitement to violence. And this is very likely that. But perhaps we should put it down to youthful over-exuberance, saying they cracked a joke in rather poor taste. So let's not do this. But you see that police visit people's houses over non-crime hate incidents over far, far less. They'd said to the audience, kill your local MP. Now, these young men have a platform. They're people who admire them. They're younger, more ductile people who might do what they say. So they've got to tread carefully. They ought to weigh their words because people might act on this. Words lead to actions. So this was very insightful. And it is, you see how the police service in Northern Ireland are handling them with kids' gloves. Police in other parts of the United Kingdom, if you're a right winger, will harass you over the slightest thing, which even the police don't claim is criminous. And these guys can get away with anything. So you see to tier Keir just how revolting it is. But a Home Office minister says that, well, they're going to be organisers. These boys, they might have been performing at Glastonbury, that music festival in June, but perhaps they'll be disinvited and things like that. Anyway, so it's revolting. They should get on. And I noticed their stage names, yeah? Mo Cara, as in My Heart. Mogley Bap, I don't know, that means something in Irish. DJ Prove, as in Provo, presumably a reference to the Provisional IRA, when the IRA split about 1970 between the official IRA, which was Marxist oriented, and then the Provisional IRA, which was more like had more of a Catholic, ultramontane, ultra-nationalist ideology, rejected Marxism, and they were provisional, as in they're temporary. And Sinn Féin, sometimes called Provisional Sinn Féin, as opposed to Official Sinn Féin. Official Sinn Féin, who later started calling itself the Workers' Party, then the Republic of Ireland became Democratic Left, and so on. I mean, I think it was Brendan Behan, an IRA man, who said the first thing two IRA men decided entering a room is the basis of the next split, a heavily fissiparous organization and ideology. So that movement was always a breaking up, and then some of the people were unhappy with the relative pacifism of official Sinn Féin, official IRAs. So they formed the Irish National Liberation Army and the Irish Republican Socialist Party, and so on. So it's quite, I was quite well versed in Republican sectarianism in that sense. So it would be great if these people were never heard from again to perform and things like that. So I don't want to be to lock people up over petty things, but this is worrying. They just need they very need to be spoken to, because some people who are easily led, they will be influenced by what these people said. Violent crime could be arising from what they said. It's very worrying and very revolting. But of course, there's some people sort of below the age of 30 who don't remember the Troubles, or below the age of 20 weren't even alive when the Troubles were on in any sense. And they may have somewhat romanticized view in it. I mean, it was only the edges. It wasn't really going on in Cork, and that was in Scotland and England. But I realized it was not fun. Part of me was naive as an adolescent, thinking it was somehow exciting. But it was just frightening and dispiriting, and as unglamorous as it can be. I'm very, very glad it's over. Right. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.